Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. Susan Briles is the CERT Patient Health Benefits Manager. Susan, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Brooke.
Well, we're here to talk about an upcoming event that is going to focus on a rather complicated topic. So we're going to talk about that complicated topic as well and help maybe allay people's nervousness around this topic. But first, I want to mention what presentation you're going to be giving. Maybe you can tell us. You have a presentation coming up this Friday. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
You're kind of losing your sound, so
we're having connection issues. Yeah, okay, sorry about that. I'll just let listeners know that Susan Briles is going to be giving a presentation with Cindy Gibson on May 6th, and the presentation is about Medicare and Social Security benefits. And if you can hear me, Susan, well enough, okay, great. I want to talk to you a little bit about Medicare, which is what your specialty is, what you know a lot about. Tell us exactly, what is Medicare?
So Medicare is the federal health insurance plan that was enacted in 1965. It's for people who you have to be a citizen of the United States. You have, when you turn 65, you get Medicare, federal health insurance. And it has two parts. Part A is your inpatient hospital coverage. It covers you whenever you're admitted into the hospital. And most people have already paid for their Part A coverage. So for most people, it's premium free. There's a small subgroup of people that may have only worked for a state or city government and have a different type of situation where they didn't pay Social Security taxes. Those people, we can help them. There's still options. But anyway, so Part A is premium free. Part B is your medical coverage. It covers about 80% of your medical expenses, including doctor's visits, lab work, anything that you go to the doctor tip for. And it is not premium free. It's currently $170.10 a month. And then there's two other parts to Medicare, which are you may or may not need, dependent upon your situation. And that's Part D, prescription drug coverage, and Medicare supplement policies. So we cover all of that in this presentation.
Great, great. And that's a lot to think about and a lot to know about. So people automatically are enrolled at age 65. So there's not so much that they have to
no.
do.
Nope. No, let me. If you're collecting Social Security, then you are automatically enrolled, which that's true. But there's not very many people that are collecting Social Security at age 65 anymore. So for most people, we have to do a quick enrollment process, and it's not difficult. And people can even do it on their own, no problem. We suggest talking to us just to make sure you get all the different pieces in place.
Great. So, when people are, tell us about how they might go about doing that. Like, at what point should they maybe reach out to you over at CERT? Is this when they turn 65, before they turn 65? Tell us about that.
The time for enrolling in Medicare is 3 months prior to your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and 3 months after your 65th birthday. But the best way to do it is to do it 3 months prior to your 65th birthday. And that way we can get all your ducks in a row, so to speak. So when Medicare starts for you, it always starts on the first of the month of your 65th birthday. So when your Medicare starts, you've got all the parts in place. So you don't have to worry. Your coverage is seamless and all set up for you. So we like to get you started as soon as we can so that we get all the pieces in place. And it isn't difficult, but there is a lot of misinformation out there. So we try and help people sort through that stuff to figure out what is the best way for them to go.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. In our pre-interview, you were mentioning sort of information that people get. Maybe they get things in the mail that looks very official. So if people are receiving stuff and they're just not sure, what does this mean? Does this apply to me yet? If they're not yet 65 or coming up on their 65th birthday, I'm guessing they can reach out to you and talk to you about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what we're here for. And I think the thing that just frustrates me more than anything is I get up in the morning and I turn on the TV as I'm getting ready for work. And I don't care what channel you go to, you are bombarded with not only car warranty advertisements, but Medicare. I mean, Joe Namath, all these old actors or athletes that have gotten these terrible jobs talking about Medicare on the television is so frustrating to me. Most of the programs they're talking about are Medicaid, and also they're talking about Medicare Advantage funds. And we don't even have those in Southeast Alaska. Mm-hmm. So it's, people are bombarded by this information thinking, oh, I can get dental, vision, hearing, rides to the doctor, food, gym membership, all this stuff. No, you're not. No, it's not going to happen. And those policies aren't that great anyway. So basically what we do is try and cut through the baloney for people. And I think, you know, as people age into Medicare, as people are approaching their 65th birthday, they are being bombarded. And if they are getting phone calls from people trying to sell them things, that is against Medicare rules. Mm. So you're dealing with people, when you get those calls, you pick up the phone and you go, you are not supposed to be calling me unsolicited. Therefore, I wouldn't buy anything from you anyway. And then you hang up the phone. Good. So we just try and help you navigate all of that nasty stuff.
Yeah, thank you for that piece of information. I'm sure that's news to a lot of us. So people who are getting that sort of input from the TV or from the mail or the phone, and they have questions, can you give us your phone number? I'd like people to be able to reach out to you.
Yeah, my phone number is 907-966-8662.
Great. Well, and then I'm guessing that for folks, they're maybe starting to have a lot of questions as they listen to us talk. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about the presentation that you'll be giving this Friday, May 6th. So tell us when that is and where it will be.
Okay. So our presentation is Cindy Gibson and I. I start at 11 a.m. It's at Harrigan Centennial Hall. You can call and make reservations at Cindy's office at 966-2803. And I know you're going to bring that up again. But anyway, I start at 11 and I talk for about an hour about Medicare. And then we kind of take a little break. We provide a free lunch, which is always nice. And then Cindy, who is brilliant about Social Security. I mean, I've heard her give this presentation so many times and I learn something absolutely every single time. She talks about what Social Security is, when to enroll in Social Security, there's so many different variables with Social Security. To me, it's like this crazy big mystery, but she ends up talking for about an hour or two. But we usually wrap up about 1:30, maybe 1:30.
Great. And is this kind of a question and answer sort of thing? Like you'll give a presentation and people can ask questions and...
Oh, absolutely. We love questions.
Great, great. And so if people want to make sure that they secure that free lunch, they should call the 966-2803, but it is open. So if people want to just stop in, they can. They might not get fed, but they could come.
Right.
So it's not for anyone in particular. Like it's for, who would you say this is for, this presentation is for?
Anybody who's starting to think about these things, whether it be Medicare, I mean, you don't have to stay for the whole thing. You can do Medicare and leave, or you could do Social Security. You could come later and just do the Social Security part. I recommend doing the whole thing, but that's just me, because we're really interesting, honestly, I promise. and we're pretty good at doing this. We've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah.
But so anybody who's starting to think about Medicare, anybody who's on Medicare and has questions, anybody who's starting to think about Social Security, how am I going to set up my retirement for it so it works best for me? Anybody who's thinking about these types of things, and I don't care what your age is, you're never too young to learn about this stuff.
Yeah, that's great. That does remind me that I wanted to touch on, folks who are already enrolled in Medicare are past 65, it still might be beneficial for them to come because this is a sort of evolving thing, right? This can change each year.
Under the current administration, they're certainly trying to make some changes. I heard the president speak this morning about changes to prescription drug coverage, which is really badly, sorely needed, and I'm very hopeful. But there are things there's a lot of things you can learn by coming in. Even if you have Medicare, I promise you'll end up learning something from it that hopefully will help you. The reason we do this is try and make sure people are making the right decisions so they don't spend money they don't need to spend, and that they're getting the best bang for their buck out of the coverage that they have.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for coming in this morning. Could you give us your phone number one more time for listeners?
Sure. My number is 966-8662.
And then also feel free to call Cindy's office at 966-2803 to sign up for the presentation that will be this Friday, May 6th at 11 a.m. Thank you again, Susan, the Search Patient Health Benefits Manager, for coming in and chatting this morning.
Thank you, Brooke. I appreciate it.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.